All right. Ready to dive into something kind of mind-bending.
Always up for a challenge. What are we tackling today?
Today we're exploring David Bohm and his Wholeness in the Implicate Order, which has been called, and I quote, one of the most important books of our times.
Wow, bold claim. What makes it so special?
Well, Bohm was this brilliant physicist and philosopher, but he felt like modern science was kind of stuck, obsessed with breaking the universe into smaller and smaller pieces. He worried we were missing the forest for the trees.
Yeah, I can see that. Losing sight of the big picture, the interconnectedness of it all.
Exactly. It's like analyzing a movie one pixel at a time. You might learn about color, but you'd totally miss the story. Bohm felt science, especially physics, got so focused on predicting and controlling things that it forgot to look for a coherent worldview.
Right. And nowhere is that more obvious than in the contradictions between relativity, dealing with the vast cosmos, and quantum mechanics, exploring the tiniest bits of reality.
They both work amazingly well, but paint very different pictures,
It's a
right?
real head-scratcher trying to reconcile those. That's where Bohm's idea of fragmentation comes in.
Fragmentation. Okay, break that down for me.
So Bohm argues that we have this tendency to see everything as separate, isolated, and that this fragmentation is actually behind a lot of the problems we face, not just in science, but in our lives in the world.
Oh, I see it everywhere. Fields of study that don't talk to each other, countries divided by borders, that constant information overload online.
Yes. And that feeling of being overwhelmed, unable to see the forest for the trees, that's a major consequence of this fragmented thinking.
And it leads to bigger problems too, right? Like Bohm says, social unrest, ecological disasters, even our own psychological
We've
struggles.
separated ourselves from each other, from the planet, even from ourselves.
Yeah.
And what's really wild is that Bohm suggests our language reinforces this.
Wait, what? How does language play into this?
Well, think about it. Subject, verb, object. The cat sat on the mat. It subtly reinforces this idea of independent things instead of interconnected processes.
So our very language makes it hard to see the world as a unified whole.
Wow. It's more like our language reflects a certain way of seeing, a Western emphasis on measure as the key to understanding. Other traditions, Eastern philosophies, see measure as kind of an illusion, obscuring a deeper, immeasurable reality.
Okay, so how do we even begin to grasp this deeper reality if our language, our very thought patterns are wired for fragmentation?
That's where things get really interesting.
So how do we start to see past this fragmentation? How do we glimpse that deeper reality?
That's where Bohm introduces this wild idea,
Yeah.
the implicate order.
Okay, I gotta be honest, that term always throws me a little.
Yeah, it's a bit of a brain bender.
Yeah.
Bohm uses this analogy, see if it helps.
Yeah.
Picture a drop of ink being stirred into a jar of, like, really thick fluid.
Okay, I'm picturing it kind of mesmerizing.
Right. So first the ink swirls around. Looks kind of chaotic, but hidden within that movement is an order, a pattern embedded in the fluid itself.
It's like the ink hasn't vanished, just kind of become part of the fluid.
Exactly, and folded into it. That's the implicate order. It's like a hidden dimension where everything's interconnected, all enfolded within each other. Now imagine you stop stirring and reverse it.
The ink drop would like reform.
Exactly. And that's the explicate order, the world we experience. Separate objects, events unfolding in time. But Bohm says it's just one manifestation of that deeper implicate order.
So the world we see and touch, it's like a single frame in a much bigger movie.
You got it. It's not an illusion, but it's just a tiny sliver of this much vaster, interconnected reality.
Okay, my mind's definitely bending now. So how does this apply to, say, an electron? Isn't that just a tiny particle?
Well, that's a classic view, but Bohm says not so fast. Instead of a tiny billiard ball, he sees electrons as part of this constant dance of unfolding and enfolding, emerging from and merging back into the implicate order.
Wait, so an electron isn't a thing, it's more like a process, like a ripple in this implicate order fabric.
Exactly. Bohm called it a totality of ensembles. He was suggesting that each particle is really a projection of a much larger process unfolding from this deeper level.
Okay, so if we're all part of this web, what about consciousness? Is it separate from all this, or is it part of the unfolding too?
The million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And Bohm believed that consciousness, just like matter, emerges from the implicate order. He even compared it to the way light creates a hologram.
Hold on, our minds are holograms now. I might need another analogy.
Think about music.
All right, I'm all ears.
So each note is distinct, but when played together, they create something unified, more than just the sum of its parts. Bohm believed our minds are like those notes, each contributing to a larger symphony of consciousness that's constantly evolving from the implicate order.
I love that. It's like Our thoughts, feelings, they're all contributing to something much larger than ourselves. And you know what's really interesting? Bohm actually used the work of Jean Piaget, the child psychologist.
Oh, that's fascinating. How so?
Well, Piaget observed that babies don't experience the world as separate objects at first, right? It's all just a flow of sensations, movements. It's only later they develop the ability to differentiate between things.
Wow, that's such a cool parallel to Bohm's ideas. It's like we're born with this innate understanding of the interconnectedness, but then we learn to see the world in a more fragmented way.
Exactly. And that's why Bohm felt it was so important to find new ways of thinking, ways to help us get back to that sense of wholeness.
It's about shifting from seeing ourselves as isolated to seeing ourselves as participants in this amazing interconnected dance.
This is all so thought-provoking. But what does it mean practically? How do we live as if we're part of this wholeness?
That is the question, isn't it? And it's one we'll explore as we wrap up our deep dive.
All right, so we've talked about fragmentation, the implicate order, journeyed from tiny particles to consciousness. But the big question is, what does it all mean for us? How do we actually live as if we're part of this interconnected whole?
That's the challenge, isn't it? Getting from these big concepts to lived experience, one of the most profound implications is how Bohm's work makes us rethink time itself.
We touched on that before. Are we talking time travel now? Because that's still kind of sci-fi to me.
Not time travel in the usual sense. More like Bohm's view of time is radically different from the straight line we usually imagine. He says time, just like matter and consciousness, is enfolded within the implicate order.
So not past, present, future in separate boxes, but all woven together in the implicate order.
Exactly. Think of a tapestry. What we call now is just one thread, but the whole tapestry, past, present, future, it's all there in the fabric.
Okay, but how does that change how we should act or think?
Well, if past, present, future are all intermingling, then our actions now have ripples that go way beyond what we can see, like the butterfly effect, but cosmic.
So even small acts of kindness, tiny decisions, they have far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely. And the opposite, too. Even seemingly insignificant negative actions can have these unintended consequences that ripple out through the interconnectedness of everything.
Makes you think carefully about every choice we make, knowing it's part of this bigger tapestry.
Right, it calls for a real sense of responsibility and awareness that we're all active participants in how this reality unfolds. Our thoughts, words, actions, they all have the power to influence the whole.
So where do we go from here if we want to live in a way that honors this interconnectedness, this wholeness?
Bohm believed that cultivating awareness is key. Awareness of ourselves, our thoughts, feelings, and how they connect to the bigger picture. Paying attention to the world around us, seeing the interconnectedness in everything.
So it's not just about grand gestures, but bringing that awareness into every moment, every interaction.
Precisely. Approaching life with curiosity, wonder, openness, realizing we're not separate from the mysteries of the universe, but actually part of the fabric of those mysteries.
This deep dive has been truly mind-expanding. We've covered some dense stuff, but the core message is actually pretty simple. We're all connected.
And in recognizing that connection, in living from that place of wholeness, that's how we can create a more harmonious and fulfilling world.
It's a beautiful vision, and one I think we can all strive for. So, to our listeners, as you go about your day, your week, your life, carry this awareness of interconnectedness with you. How might it change how you interact with the world, with others, even with yourself? That's something to ponder as you continue your own journey.
Keep questioning, exploring, and remember, you are a part of this amazing interconnected universe.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep embracing the wonder of it all.